Now, we're speaking to Rotem Dan Moore, who is a conscientious objector from Israel, and we've been talking about the number of groups in Israel that are progressive, and now we're going to talk about media. Independent media is very important to us here at Triple Z, and I believe there's an independent media center in Israel. And what else is going on over there?
I'm not the best person to ask, because I don't engage as much as I probably should or would like to. But there is an independent media center and different sort of ways of media to get around. The independent media center is not as active as it was a few years ago when it had better funding, which is similar to, I guess, a lot of places. But it is functioning, and you can check it out. It's on the sort of main IndieMedia site. And it does post some things.
IndieMedia.org.
IndieMedia.org, exactly. And also, I think in some ways the electronic media in Israel in general is fairly good compared to other places, even the fairly mainstream ones. Like there's three major newspapers, and they all have internet media, because they like to hire very cheap people. I mean, they want to pay very little for people to write. A lot of times they hire young people, and sometimes they even hire sort of young activists to write.
I'm moving to Israel.
Yes, you can work for less than minimum at high profile internet and media site. A lot of stuff does. I mean, you'd be surprised if you came that relative to here, the mainstream media does cover some things on the side. I think also because there's sort of a bit more of a spirit of openness in the media, a little bit, not much. And also because it's a small place, so a lot of things, it's hard that things will go off the radar. Things don't get lost quite as much as in big, huge places like Australia or the US or places like that. And as far as radio stations go, we're just talking, there's not many, actually. The big radio stations in Israel are controlled either by the state or by the army. A lot of young people listen to the army radio station, which they have a special unit in the army of young people doing radio. But there are there's a radio called All for Peace, which you can find on the internet as well. I don't know what the name is, so, like the addresses, and other places like that. So I mean, there are traces of it, but people. You were going to ask about music, so I'll say it again. But it's hard to do creative things like you do here when you don't have the time, and the situation is very stressed, both financially, and there's no resources for good things because everything's tied up in military and capitalism. People have a hard time surviving, not just financially but also mentally. It's a very draining place, and it's very hard to be creative in that kind of surrounding when you don't have the space to create.
So if at your youth, the youth camps you put on, do you sort of have music there?
We did. We had music and art and different. We tried to be. I mean, the whole idea of that is trying to be creative in that space of no creation. And a lot of times that makes just whatever you create more intense and more sort of beautiful and meaningful. But it's very hard. So we had the last day. We sort of finished off with an evening of music, and it was very nice because it was very mixed. We had sort of a Palestinian political singer called Amal Murkus, who's quite famous actually, when she performed for free, and we had sort of indie bands, and we had a group of young female objectors who have this group called the 21, which is the medical profile that you get discharged by through the psychiatrist, and they have a group and they sing these funny songs against the military, and it was a nice mix of different musical things that we had, and there are a lot of things, but it's very hard to penetrate the mainstream as well because it's a very conservative and very controlled mainstream. So there's a lot of nice things happening on the side, but it's very hard for people to survive doing it, so it makes it very hard for it to continue and to be sustainable.
Are you able to, when you're over in Australia or New Zealand or wherever else, have you travelled anywhere else with
this time around?
Any
time around?
Since, yeah.
Traveled, not to here?
With your story to any other
part of the world?
Yes.
I've been many places with my little story.
Yeah. So have you been able to bring music back from different parts of the world, kind of inspirational music?
Not as much as I'd like to. Maybe you can sort of stack me up a Friday here.
I'd love to.
Give me a small little gift I can take back home.
Yes, we can certainly do that for you.